Phoneboy Speaks, episode 634. Get ready for iOS 8.
Are you ready for iOS 8? Well, I am. I'm already running it. But for many of you, you're probably not going to do what I did, which is go find the images. They're available to Apple developers, registered ones that are paying the $99 a year. You can also get the Golden Master images on. There's a variety of sites that are hosting them that aren't Apple. The good news is that these things are typically cryptographically signed and such. And as long as your device isn't jailbroken, the stuff will install. It won't install a bogus thing, but what could happen? I mean, there are things that can happen when you install firmware using iTunes, and so whether you do the upgrade, whether you wait a week and do the over-the-air upgrade, or you're going to do it with iTunes, either with the firmware that you find on the interwebs or with the official stuff that you download from Apple, and it'll be the same firmware, so don't worry about it. Regardless, what you have to do is you need to do a backup, right? Whether it's with iCloud or locally, it's not really that important, although there's some school of thought saying it probably wouldn't hurt you to have a local backup before you actually do the upgrade. And there you go. It's, you know, that's a good place to start with this process. And the other thing is, make sure you have enough space on the device. I don't think for iTunes upgrades it's as important, but for when you're doing it over the air, the space becomes really an issue. And just to give you an idea, the full firmware image for the iPhone 5S was about 2 gigs downloaded. When I got the one for my iPad 2, it was gig and a half. So you're definitely going to need some space if you're going to do an in-place upgrade, no doubt. And again, make sure you have a backup just in case something goes wrong. It's, you know, for me, again, especially if you're doing it through iTunes, you definitely want to have a backup, because I had to factor it after, you know, loading the firmware, it didn't ask me which backup to use. And so it ended up being like a fresh iPad. And so I ended up factory resetting it again and telling it to get it from backup. And so, yes, now my iPad is more or less back to normal. Although if you do one of these restore, you know, upgrades, basically, which is what I ended up doing, that not something that happens in place, but when you restore it from iTunes like that, it will have all your apps, but it will have to download them all from iTunes. So it can take, or sync them from your local iTunes or whatever. So it will take some time to do that. And in fact, I watched my phone last night as I was doing the upgrade go from about 100% to about 20% in like 2 or 3 hours, because the phone was just basically like on Wi-Fi, actively downloading stuff, actively unpacking stuff. It was just the amount of activity on my phone was crazy. So I don't think that'll be something that'll be normal for iOS 8. It's just that. It's just anytime you do an upgrade like that, that happens. And the same thing with my iPad. The iPad I left plugged in, so not a big deal. But it's definitely using a lot of battery as it goes and does this stuff. So just, you know, whether you take the more dangerous route, and it's not really that much more dangerous, but you take use iTunes to do the upgrade, or you wait a week and do it over the air when Apple formally releases it to everybody. Just do those things, back up and make sure you have enough space. So maybe get prepared now, because you know it's coming. And, you know, unless you're not one that upgrades or you want to wait till 8:01 or whatever, I still suggest go ahead and, you know, getting your device ready to accept iOS 8 and all of the goodness that it will bring.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.